You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm pleased to have joining us in this edition Pastor Tony Lambert, who is Senior Pastor of First Southern Baptist Church in Del City, Oklahoma. Pastor Tony, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Oh, thank you so much, Brian.
Now, you have an event, a two-day event coming up in November, on November 11th and 12th, hosting the Answers Conference. Could you tell us just a bit about that?
Well, the conference is put together by Answers in Genesis, which is located just in the northern part of Kentucky, is where they're headquartered, and it's a ministry of Ken Ham, and basically deals with creation, getting us back to Genesis, reminding us that we can trust the Scripture and what it says.
Fantastic. I've actually been to that museum in person. It's a phenomenal display of information and archaeology. Ken Ham is one of the foremost apologetics leaders in the country right now. Can you think of a topic greater than creation and origins that's causing more attention? I can't. What about this topic sparked your interest?
Well, you know, quite honestly, I think I've always had a passion for it. You know, Scripture reveals in the New Testament that God reveals Himself to us even in His creation. And, you know, if there is a creator, we see it, which we believe there is, and His creation reveals Himself to us. But the great news is that His Word has already told us the sequence of events in that creation. And I, like you, Brian, I went to the museum a couple of years ago, and then actually this year had the privilege to go and speak to the entire team up there. And it was pretty daunting, just to be honest. I mean, there you are with all these authorities, and I thought, one thing I'm going to do is stay out of Genesis as I'm addressing them. But, you know, I was really just captivated by their passion, which is really rooted in evangelism. I mean, their heart is to get us back to Scriptures, to say we can trust the Word of God, and the message of salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is found from the very beginning. And so tying those together is really what captured my attention about this whole concept.
As a pastor, have you sensed in people of all ages a hunger to know more about origins, what the Scripture says, and as that affects challenges we face through secular society and news headlines?
Absolutely. And I'll have to be honest, I feel like we've almost given up on some fronts because, you know, we're so inundated, we're just bombarded with the secular views of creation, and most of our people, frankly, have grown up in those secular environments and education, and it's not that they don't want to believe or that they don't want to trust God in what He says. It's just you think, well, these are the experts, these are the people that know, and they have the evidence. And yet, of course, Ken and his team, they argue that, you know, evidence does not speak for itself. We have to interpret the evidence. And again, what is the source of that interpretation? So, yeah, I mean, there is a hunger. I think our people really want to know. It's just as simple as saying, look, let me explain it to you from a biblical view. And we hope to be able to help in that.
And what I like about so much of the way the conversation is shifting is Christians are able to assert views biblically, of course, but also deal with the science and the archaeology and the findings surrounding that. Week in and out, the Bible is verified archaeologically, and that just should build up our faith. You know, having youngsters myself, young children, we were watching a program recently, and the television show started talking about evolution, and my daughter, who's 8, piped in and said, "That's not true. God made us," and started listing some things she had learned from church and other ministries. So I think more and more churches are able and equipped to speak up. Don't you sense the same move, Pastor?
I really do, and I think it is, again, a matter of, you know, we do have confidence in the Scripture, and we do have confidence in God. It's again, it's just the attack that we've been under, and so, yeah, I think you're right on target, Brian.
And your church website is firstsouthern.tv?
Right, firstsouthern.tv, that's correct.
And this conference is free. You'll be able to attend both days. And as an extra plug, the BGCO on the Monday evening has the kickoff for its annual meeting. That's open to the public as well. And then on the following Tuesday, which is November 13th. So, Pastor Tony, we sure appreciate your ministry and leading out on this issue at this time. And I just pray God's blessings on you.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for the opportunity, and we'll see you guys at the convention as well.
Well, blessings, and thanks again for coming on Messenger Insight.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.